You're listening to The Hit List with me, Noomi, and I'm joined by Endubs. Hello.
What's going on?
It has been a hot minute. Welcome back. How you doing?
I can't lie, we're doing good, you know.
Yeah, we're doing good.
100%. And I'd say that's definitely thanks to the fans. The reception's just been absolutely amazing.
Yeah, when the announcement dropped on Tuesday, my Twitter feed just went wild. What was it like, that moment?
Do you know what? I feel like the internet wasn't really the internet as it is now back when we were out 10 years ago. So it feels even bigger. Like, it's crazy seeing the response and online. It's just absolutely nuts.
What are you most looking forward to about being back? Is it like writing music together, recording, performing?
Just all of it, all of it. And I think connecting with the fans for me is the biggest thing, 100%. Connecting with the fans. And just, we love every aspect of it. Every part of it is a connection. The performing, them hearing the songs and the lyrics and being able to sing along and relate. It's just one big journey of joy.
Yeah, it must. I mean, everyone is so excited. Obviously, you announced an arena tour. Pre-sale tickets went on yesterday and sold out immediately. So people are so hyped.
It's absolutely mental. And again, pre-sales just went on today. I saw like Nottingham 10,000 capacity and 18,000 in the queue. We're just like, just absolutely gobsmacked, but so grateful. It's so exciting.
What can we expect from the tour?
Nostalgia, vibes, litness.
Yeah!
Litness. New music. Aye, vibes, acoustic, piano, all stops, all, you name it.
One big N-dubs party.
Oh my gosh, amazing. And you've got Wes Nelson supporting you.
We've got another special guest that we're going to announce as well, a really big guy.
Wes Nelson is our special guest. He's not our support act. We have an actual support act that's coming on tour with us too.
Okay, amazing. Are you working with Wes Nelson in the future? You obviously have collaborated with a lot of people before.
No. Wes Nelson's our friend. He's just a good friend of ours, but there's no collaborations right now with Wes Nelson or any collaboration with anyone right now. But there's some good things in the pipeline that we've been talking about and discussing. It's all about precise decision-making when you're putting someone on a song. Do you get what I'm trying to say? We already collaborate with ourselves because there's already three of us.
Yeah, every song is a collaboration.
Like, and you want to just enjoy being back, right?
Yeah, exactly that. Like, we're not even thinking about features right now, but that time will come and it'll be big when it happens.
So excited. So have you been working on an album? Is it finished or are you still writing it?
Basically, we're a family, so we've been making music even when you guys think we weren't making music.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you? So it's just a case of... putting visuals to all these great pieces of music and releasing cool audios and coming up with great freestyles and bits of bobs that can go viral that people can connect to us with. Do you get what I'm saying to you? And that's what we're doing. We're literally in the studio, precise decision making in order to make a great run of music, up to date 2022 music that is current and that is up to date, but it also has the old school nostalgic N-dubs twang to it. So if you get what I'm saying to you, it's like, how can I say, we're really good at making music with each other, and we have been from young. When we first came out, you could hear how we were like
still learning.
We were learning, but you could hear how in tune we were with our vocals, and we didn't have things like auto-tune back in those days. We had to really, really get the vocals spot on. So you can imagine now when we're in the studio with all the brand new plugins
and
all the technology, how intense and how great and up to date the music must be. So all we can do is just excite you guys and make you guys want to wait.
That's amazing. One thing that I wanted to say about your new single, which is out today, Charm. What I love about it is exactly what you said. It sounds like music from 2022, but from you. It's like you never went away.
Amazing.
Perfect. That's music to our ears. That's exactly what we tried to achieve.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. We really do.
We appreciate that because we came out in a time where, let's say, they're old school. No. We're not old school. We're fresher and more exciting than ever.
We'll do it 10 times better 10 years later.
Exactly. And all it is now, we're just more maturer than what we was. I mean, a lot of people say,
musically more experienced as well.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, a lot of people are going to say, oh, we love the old ones as well. But again, if only you can hear what we've got coming up with, it's gonna wipe all the old stuff out, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Oh, big words. I am excited. Okay, let's talk about Charmer. Out tonight. My first play on the show tonight.
Yes.
How did that song come about? Was it the first song? Did you always have it in your head as the first song to release?
It wasn't the first song we done. We did a collection of material and actually it kind of got, it sat there cooking. And then
marinating.
And then we went back and like reevaluated all the music that we'd done. So kind of just foundation sessions, putting down ideas. And so it was an idea at this point. And when we went back and listened, so I think there was like 9 different records and we went, oh, do you know what, there is a lot in this, and let's finish it. And once we finished it, we were like, this is the one.
Yeah,
this is the song to bring us back.
It's the one of many. As you know, in the last 5 or 6 or 7 years, a big wave of Afro swing and Afro styled based music has come. And this, the rhythm and the groove and the pockets of this song here have that type of feel to it, but it's also got the N-dubs back-to-back feeling where we steal the mic off each other every 3 to 4 seconds. You can't catch us. You don't know who's going to come in where, and you get what I'm saying? That's what the
It's
the up-to-date, the up-to-date 2022 excitement, melodic back-to-back intensity that N-dubs are gonna, do you get it?
We need to just create our own genre and find a name for it.
It's madness. It's like, what would you call this music? And what has there ever been a I always think, I talk to my mum and say, what other band do you know that's like us up till now? And from what we've been since when we first came out till now, and she goes, there is none. And even when I think of it, you got the Fugees, which is Lorraine Hill and the 2 other guys in the studio. Then you had the other guy, City High. What would you do when your mom's at home, lying on the floor? And they kind of reminded me of us, but we are literally, we've took it into a next different type of, do you know what I mean? Like the concepts, the concepts that we can come up with, we can speak and connect with so many different type of concepts. Does that make sense? We don't just speak about one thing, if that makes sense. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, I absolutely agree.
And that is what brings the excitement to N-dubs.
Yeah, well, just from this chat, I am so excited. You have hyped me up and I can't wait to hear more.
Amazing.
And see more.
Amazing. We can't wait to give it to you.
We're going to play your brand new single now, Charmer. Can you introduce it for us on KMFM?
My name is Dappy.
I'm Talisa.
And I'm Faiza.
And we are the one and only N-dubs, and this is our brand new comeback single called Charmer.